AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. During an interview today with Dave Ross on KIRO Radio in Seattle, President Obama was asked if he believes a bomb brought down a Russian jetliner in the Sinai Peninsula of Egypt.
I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board, and we're taking that very seriously.
Meanwhile, Russia and Egypt are publicly disputing Western intelligence suggestions that a terrorist bomb did indeed bring down the plane. Another shoe dropped today in the ongoing investigation of a police officer who killed himself before he was discovered to have been stealing thousands of dollars from a youth program he supervised in the village of Fox Lake, Illinois. Lake County Sheriff's Detective Chris Covelli says recovered text messages suggest that Lieutenant Joseph Glinowitz was thinking about having the village manager killed because she might expose him.
He was attempting to contact a high-ranking motorcycle gang member through a third party, and the underlying tone and through interviews of this third party potentially to set up a hit.
The officer's widow and son are also being investigated. The chancellor at the University of California, Merced, says investigators have determined that yesterday's stabbings of four people by a freshman student was due to personal animosities and not a political agenda.
Based on the evidence gathered so far, which include the crime scene and the suspect's campus dormitory room, we have no reason to believe that this was in any way related to terrorism.
The gunman was shot to death by campus police after he came out of one of the campus buildings. This is AP Radio News. A day after Trevor Noah underwent an emergency appendectomy, Comedy Central says he'll be back on the air tonight.
Comedy Central tweeted the medical procedure went well and that Trevor Noah was recuperating but would be back tonight. Twitter users responded, "Wow, my appendectomy went really well, and I still slept for like 20 hours a day." Another tweeted, "How about giving him the rest of the week off?" And another, "No, trust me on this. You had an organ excised from your body. Rest 1 to 2 days." But maybe the best tweet was, "Dude, I need at least 3 days off after stepping on a Lego." Julie Walker, New York.
George Barris, who created TV's original Batmobile, along with scores of other beautifully customized and instantly recognizable vehicles that helped define California's car culture, died today at the age of 89. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.